Welcome to the All or Something Living podcast. I'm your host, Lauren Kepler, and this podcast is all about ditching black and white thinking and exploring the gray areas of health, happiness, and everything in between. If you're ready to feel empowered and inspired, then let's get to it. Hello, welcome to episode 42 of the All or Something Living podcast. And this week we are going to cover one of my very favorite topics because it is the topic that challenges me the most. We're going to talk about how you can take risks and show up even when it's scary. Because guess what? It is always going to be scary to take a risk, to feel vulnerable, to put yourself out there, to try something new. So you might as well get used to doing it anyway, or you're just going to spend your life feeling like you're held back and you're not really making progress or even living life to the fullest. And we don't want that, do we? That's why you're listening to this podcast, because you want more out of life than the average person. And you know that there's more meant for you. And maybe sometimes it does feel scary for you to take risks and to step out of your comfort zone. So up to this point in your life, how many invitations or friendships or opportunities do you pass up because you're nervous? Like you maybe say yes in the beginning, but then like last minute you back out or you flake or maybe you just say no from the beginning because you're like, no, I'm too nervous. I don't do that sort of thing. And I can't tell you how many times I've allowed fear to hold me back. I've done this. I have passed up so many great opportunities because I felt nervous. And I always felt really frustrated about that because I was like, I knew that there were things that I wanted to do, but I was so tired of my nerves, and I still get sick of it sometimes, but I've found some ways to get over it, which is what I'll talk about in this episode. Also, if this is something that you struggle with, I want you to know that when my 6 weeks to confidence course, online course, releases in a few weeks to a month, when it releases very soon, it goes very in depth about this sort of stuff, or about this topic, about talking about how you can start to step out of your comfort zone more consistently and how you can use that to help you grow. So if you want updates on when the course is coming out or you want to learn more information about it, then you can go to laurenkepler.com or you can visit the show notes and you'll find a link to the 6 Steps to Confidence audio training. So that's like a mini version of the course. It's like a 20-minute audio condensed into like jam-packed with information. And you can listen to that and it will give you some insight on ways to start making changes now when it comes to your confidence. And then you try that out and you're like, I really like this. I think I want to go into the online course. Then once you sign up, you'll start to get weekly updates from me. So every single week when I release the new podcast episodes, my email list is the first to know about it. And then if I send out any bonus information or any extras or any special discounts or anything, you'll have to be on my email list in order to be a part of that. So I encourage you to sign up and check it out. Now into the topic of today. So this is something, I would say this topic affects me on a daily basis. So there's somebody his name is Adam Flores, and he is like an online, I'm still getting to know him, but he's like an online marketing guru-ish. Like he teaches people how to market well. And obviously there's tons of those out there. I've made contact with a lot of them, but he stood out to me because he added me and then added me to a group of his. Well, of course, he asked me first. And then he asked me, he said, I had a few people that I wanted to send my book to. Can I send it to you? And I was like, yeah, of course. So I got it in the mail a few days ago and there was a typed letter in there along with the book. There was what else was there? So I thought this was really cool. He put like a $10 bill in there and said to use this as a bookmark and to imagine the like money multiplying as I implement the stuff, which is so different than anything else that I've ever experienced from somebody. I loved how it was such a personal experience. I loved how it didn't feel like he was just trying to market to me and sell something to me, but he was actually trying to connect to me and provide me an experience that nobody else was giving me. So I told him that, you know, thank you so much. I'm really enjoying your book so far. And he was like, cool. Like, do you want to set up some time to talk? Now, these are the parts that scare the shit out of me, like getting on the phone with somebody or getting on FaceTime or something. And especially with these conversations with potential like business opportunities, I almost feel like I have to put on a show for somebody. I feel like I have to show up and I have to know exactly, like, if you're part of the online business space at all, then you know that sometimes it just feels so forced. Everyone's like has their elevator speech ready and everyone is like, hi, my name is Lauren and I serve women and I teach them how to be confident and to love themselves because we all could use some self-love, right? And I hate that. Like, I just feel like it's just so fake and there's so much more to what I do and so much more to me than just a quick elevator speech. And I'd rather just like get to know somebody, like what are you passionate about? And then like the business stuff, it'll come up naturally. We don't have to just lead with that. So anyway, that tangent is to say that, I was nervous to say yes to getting on the phone with him because I hate those kind of conversations. But what I reminded myself this morning is, you know what, Lauren, like you don't have to show up in the way that people expect you to. You can show up to this call next week as yourself. You can just, you know, be real with him. And if he expects or wants to change anything about you, like if it feels weird, then it is what it is, but I can stay true to myself and be honest about him or to him just about how I'm feeling. I don't have to play a game or put on a show. And I think that's another reason why I feel nervous and I'm scared to put myself out there in a lot of cases, because I know that I'm not like everybody else all the time. And I don't do things the way that everybody else does. And I like to really focus on being real, and that's scary because you don't know if people are going to like you. But either way, I'm going to show up for this call and I'm going to hear him out and see like what he has to say and how we can connect, or if we can find a connection in any way to begin with. So that's my today's example. But all this year I've been taking myself out of my comfort zone like a lot. And it's really made a huge difference. So one of the biggest payoffs was when somebody invited me. Me and this girl, Maggie, had been friends on Facebook for like years because we both attended the Institute for Integrative Nutrition online. And so we became friends after that on Facebook. So I knew she lived in Vegas. I just didn't know where. I know a lot of people who live in Vegas and most people live like 40 minutes from me. So I was just like, I didn't think anything of it. So she invited me to her first wine event. And then the next day was like it was like a goddess brunch. It was like it's a group of like women. And I think we're all entrepreneurs. Anyway, we get together and we talk about our goals and like lift each other up. So it's an in-person women empowerment group. And of course it was before summer break. So I was in school and I had a lot going on and I really wanted to just make the excuse of, oh, I have a lot of homework this weekend. I can't do it. And I was in it, you know why? Cause I was nervous. I didn't know, like, especially in a group of women and entrepreneur women, it can feel really intimidating. So yeah, I was like, you know what? I am going to show up to the wine event. I'm going to bring my fiance with me. That way we can kind of break the ice with them. So then when I show up for the brunch the next morning, I at least know Maggie. I at least know somebody there. So I showed up and the wine event was awesome. Had such a good time. There were such great people there. And then in the morning for the goddess brunch, I was still nervous. So I think I was feeling a little awkward at first. I didn't know what to say to the girls. So I just sat back and they all knew each other already. So I just let everybody talk and I just kind of did I just listened and absorbed everything. And then I'd say like, it's so funny. It took me like an hour or two into the whole thing to warm up. But finally, when I had something to say, I let them know. And they were so excited to hear what I had to say. And then I just opened up to them and I really connected to them. And so, and then now Maggie and I are such good friends already, and we've been spending a lot of time together, and I look forward to our goddess brunches all the time. So that would have never happened if I would have just done what I always do and made the excuse of, you know, oh, I have too much homework, but really it's just because I'm scared. So that was one really big payoff. And then in 2 days, so it's Wednesday, and on Friday morning, early morning, I'm leaving for Atlanta for a conference, a women's conference. It's called Confidence Activated 2019 with Rachel Luna. And I got her email, this was like months ago. I remember, because I've been getting her emails for a long time. I've been on her email list. And I got an email about this event. It's like it's a 2-day event over in Atlanta, Georgia. I got the email and I just like laughed. I was like, well, because I'm always like, okay, I've always wanted to go to a conference. I just haven't done it yet. So I looked and I saw that she was putting one on and I was like, okay, let's check it out. And then I saw that it was in Atlanta, Georgia, and I started laughing. I was like, that's across the country. It's not going to happen. Yeah, right. And something in me was just like, do it. Sign up. Let's go. So I did. I bought a ticket, booked a flight, got a hotel lined up for me. And so I'm leaving now in 2 days and going across the country to meet a bunch of strangers. And honestly, just a few years ago, I could have never imagined myself doing something like this, but I just told myself the beginning of this year, like, this is my year. I'm taking myself out of my comfort zone. I'm jumping off the ledge even when I don't feel ready. So that's one thing that I'm doing. And then I've always wanted to sign up for a half marathon. So and it's so funny, like my friend told me the other day that there was a marathon coming up in Utah in November, and I was like, okay, this is the one. I'm finally going to do it. And when I told somebody about it recently, I tried out an Orange Theory fitness class, and the girl was asking me questions about like my history with exercise and stuff. And I told her about the half marathon and how I'm going to Utah and I've always wanted to run one. And she's like, are you kidding me? Like, you've always wanted to run one. And there's so many that happen in Vegas and you go all the way to Utah for it. But it was just one of those moments, just like Confidence Activated the conference, where I was just like, this is it. And I think I used to feel that kind of twinge and then I would ignore it or I would try to deny it. And now I'm listening to that intuitive hit and just jumping off some ledges. And I'm loving it. So far, it's paid off a lot. So the reason that this is so important to me, and maybe you're wondering, like, why is this important to you and why is this important in your life? What's going to motivate you to take risks when you are scared shitless? So the first thing is I've always known that I won't live the life that I desire without taking risks. But I used to think that I could get away with it and then with not taking risks. And then I just got fed up with it. I was like, I'm tired of staying mediocre. I'm tired of being stuck in the same place and never really going anywhere and feeling like I'm treading water. And I know that this is exactly what I need to do in order to start swimming. So I've done a lot of research on fear and vulnerability. If you're not familiar with Brené Brown's work, she has some really good research on vulnerability and she's got some good books. I can't think off the top of my head right now what my favorite book on vulnerability is, but just look up Brené Brown, like, and if you haven't already. She also has a really good special on Netflix, so that can be really helpful to watch. So something big that I learned, and I don't know why, I think it's because we're just such social creatures and we care what everybody else is like doing or thinking or whatever. We want to be like part of the crowd. And so once I learned that everybody is nervous, like all the time, like I always thought that nerves would go away once you hit a certain point or a certain level of success, but I've learned recently that they actually don't. And the other week when I stood up in front of my English class to give a presentation, I said to the class, I was like, you know what? I've had two other presentations this week and I am still nervous for this one. Like, I don't get it. I've had so much practice this week. And my English professor was like, I teach classes. I've taught classes for like over 20 years. And he said, I still get stage fright every class. And that was a huge eye opener for me. I was like, damn, are you kidding me? This isn't something that ever goes away. But it was also encouraging to hear that because he stands up for the last 20 years or so and teaches a class, even though the fear and the stage fright is still there. So, and I've learned that about so many performers and so many, like everybody, we have that like little twinge of fear in us. And I think it definitely does get to be a little less, or you learn to cope with it better, or you just get used to it being there. But that takes practice, of course. You have to take action in order to experience that result. So then another huge thing is I've learned to work with my fear instead of against it. And this has been hard because like I've always wanted to be smooth and flawless all the time, never let people know that I was nervous, but I shake, I turn red, and sometimes people have pointed that out and that makes me really like even more nervous. But that's what really screws me up is when I'm focusing on that as being such a bad thing. So if say I'm like giving a presentation or something, if I am in my head, I'm trying to just give this presentation and I'm like, oh no, I'm shaking. They can see it. Oh no, my chest is red. My face is red. I bet they're looking. I'm not giving my best presentation. I'm not showing up as my best self because I'm so focused on me. And so I've learned to just be like, okay, cool. Like my face is red. Yeah, that's going to happen. And if they want to judge me for that, that's like their prerogative, but I'm here to serve them. And so I take the focus off me and instead put it onto how can I serve somebody else? How can I make this connection with this new person? How can I ask them about themselves and just be in the moment? So, but yeah, that's another thing that's really helped me is just not resisting, not trying to get myself to stop being afraid, but to just show up with it anyway. And yeah, it's like I said, like my advice for you is to stop expecting yourself to just be so perfect all the time, to expect yourself to not be nervous, to not have fear. You won't grow without it. And it's a normal part of life. So if this episode has interested you, maybe you had a breakthrough and you want to go further and you're realizing this is something I need, like Lauren's right, this is something I need to do more of, I need to start stepping out of my comfort zone, but still you're feeling a little bit nervous and you want some support and accountability, then make sure that you go to laurenkepler.com or the show notes and sign up for my 6 steps to confidence training and get weekly updates from me. And again, you can move into the full online course if that speaks to you. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. And next week, we're going to talk about why doing something is better than nothing. So actually making progress towards your goals in a consistent way. So yeah, I've enjoyed talking to you this week. I keep saying, I feel like I've said, like 5 times during this episode. So I guess it's just one of those things I have going on today. But thank you so much for listening. And I can't wait to talk to you again next week. But until then, just remember that you are enough and you are doing enough.